Tap End Time on Radio 1. I was thinking about this. We should put some kind of time capsule in the ground with 24 years in the Tap End in it. And I think in the years to come, you know, people will dig it up and look at it and think, wow, that was what life was like in 2012.
Yeah.
And the 24 years before it, obviously.
I like the idea of a Scott Mills time capsule.
We should do it.
Where would we bury it?
What else will we put in there? Some of your teeth?
Chappers?
Some of my
chappers?
Teeth.
Chappers? You can't put chappers and you can't put real people in time capsules.
Yeah, you can have a selection of my teeth from over the years.
Yeah.
You could put a poster from the musical, couldn't you? That'd be nice.
Yeah. You could bung Laura's diary in there as well.
PR4L.
Got quite a lot. Stop putting people in there.
Lloyd?
Weirdo. It'll be like when you watch that old footage off the 50s and everyone spoke like that. Only ours will be like, Roddo. If you've never heard this before, this is my friend Chris's autobiography that he is writing, just documenting some of the great things that have happened in his life. Where are we at?
I thought we'd go to the ninth year at the Tap End, if you're keen.
Okay.
Proper old school.
And what year would this have been?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that. That's maths. So I was born in 1987, so 9 years after that. Again, complicated maths there, isn't it?
1996. Yeah. 1996.
96, Scott.
Cool.
Ready?
Ready.
What?
Are you ready?
I'm just having a bit of chocolate. I like to relax and listen to Tap End with a bit of chocolate and a cup of tea, so you can wait for me to finish my chunk or you can just carry on.
All right, well,
I'll say I'm ready.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
I loved playing football for my local team in Pinner. Although we had a dodgy sponsor and weren't the best, it was fun all the same.
Who was the sponsor?
The Middlesex Machines. I know, it's annoying, wasn't it?
We talked about this before, haven't we?
Yeah. In fact, we hadn't won a game in the last 11 matches we had played, and questions were beginning to be asked about our manager. As we continued through the season, the bribes and incentives to win got greater and greater, to the point where he offered a Mackie D's for each of us if we finally won a game.
The manager did?
Yeah.
This is the kid manager, isn't it? In like the big old sheepskin coat and hat.
Yeah.
He's only like 11.
No, it's not like Bugsy Malone, Becky. I keep trying to explain
this,
my life.
You've done this one before, like with about the sex machines, and then there's the mini manager.
It's not a mini manager.
He's not allowed to smoke a fat cigar, so he's got like some little sweet ones.
They were always good, those candy sticks, weren't they?
Yeah, that's what he was smoking.
It did make you think you were cool.
Yeah.
So there he is going, Big Macs for everyone.
It wasn't. He was a proper adult. It was on the 12th game, with this in mind, that I scored the winner against Rainers Lane FC. And sitting with my Happy Meal and toy, this was a day to be proud. We didn't win again that season, but that year, that Mackie D's got plenty of use, as number one destination for kids' birthday parties. Old school birthday parties were the one, always involving paper invites being handed out at school, some kind of event with food, and a party bag. The Hut was a popular destination for pizza-related parties, its main perk being the ice cream factory, which would get rinsed.
They had an ice cream factory?
Yeah.
Please tell, have you never had that?
No.
At that restaurant? I'm not even sure they still do it, but it's basically, you know, like with drinks, you get free refills?
Yeah.
With this, you had unlimited access to Mr. Whippy type ice cream thing and then a bowl, and you could go as many times as you want. You've got, like, jelly sweets, you've
Sprinkles,
got, like, chocolate.
No.
You
I've
can
never
shove anything.
This.
It's like a parent's worst nightmare because I'm sure like all the kids go.
But I went there for my 12th birthday.
Yeah.
Why didn't they have it? They would have had it then.
No, I don't think it was invented. When
what,
was it?
Ice
it was
cream?
Like late '90s.
Well, yeah. Shut up.
But Mackie D's parties were a laugh. There were certain party games that were standard. Sleeping lions and musical chairs were good examples.
Yes.
Where do you play that in a burger restaurant? You just go random. That's like planking, isn't it?
There's always a little party section.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm gutted. I've never had a birthday at a fast food restaurant.
I have, but not until I was 30.
I can't believe you did
You had
this.
Your 30th at a fast food.
At the same one, yeah.
This is the thing. I need to do it. I've
we
never
had face
had
painting.
You're not allowed.
We should have one for you at the cottage.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Or Dallas. I'm up for that.
Or FKC.
Yeah.
Any of those.
One of the royal chicken places.
Yes.
I always like them by
Eat
royal
like
appointment.
Eat like a king.
I would love that.
Yeah, but the burger one, there was always a party area. How can you not have seen it? Every now and then, even now, when I go there, I sit in the little kids' area. I mean, I sit in that. No, what I mean is I sit in that area just because it's nicely decorated and there's different seats.
And mini chairs.
Yeah, and mini chairs. None of these parties were complete without tears and cheating, but that was all part of the fun. The best thing about these parties, though, was that as birthday boy, you could choose one other person to accompany you on a tour of the kitchen. This was a big deal, and as soon as the paper invites went out, people started campaigning to be that plus one. This would generally go to the best mate, but the person chosen to inherit this role would change a few times in the run-up to the party. Looking back, the tour of the kitchen was incredible, and you got a free ice cream at the end. They wouldn't let me make any burgers or deep fat fry some chips, though, which I thought was a letdown.
Did you ask?
Of course. But you get a quite comprehensive tour of the kitchen.
Mm.
Other popular parties at this time of the tap end included Laser Quest, which was always a good laugh. Apart from the cowards that covered their senses with hands.
Oh, I did that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't stand people like you. Running around, that is me trying to get my points, and you're there with your hand over your senses.
Over the sensor, yeah.
Wound me right up.
Sorry.
Know what I mean, Becky?
I've never done it. I've done paintballing, but I've never done that.
What did you do as a child? For parties and that?
So parties in the house.
Like, or in the farms or something?
In the farms?
Well, Somerset, isn't it? Like,
no, people live in normal houses. They don't all have farms.
They just had tea and cakes in the conservatory, Chris.
Is that what they did?
Have a conservatory?
Was it like crumpets
and
that?
You've got to remember, like, the McDonald's would have been, like, 10 miles away. The Laser Quest would have been in Bristol. So that's, like, 30, 40 miles away.
Could have got the tractors there, though. Bowling parties, which generally would involve the bumpers being down. And my favourite of all, parties in sports halls. These parties were boss. There would always be a bouncy castle and football going on. Even the dads would get involved. Mums would generally gather around the food table, sorting party food and preparing the party bags for later.
So the lads played football and the girls just did cooking?
Well, no, the girls were on the bouncy castle, but the mums all gathered around the food table. On nearly every one of these parties, the dads would get too involved in the football. The situation would get lively and someone would kick a football that would knock over the food tables. Another standard problem with these parties was people getting carried away on the bouncy castle. After beasting a football around for half an hour, I was keen for a bounce. And running up the ramp on the bouncy castle, I dived head first, colliding strongly with Alex Johnson's little sister. I completely wiped her out. And she burst into tears.
What was it, like a head clash? They're the worst.
I was mid-air when I went into her.
Oh.
The dad went ballistic with me, and she told me she hated me. Ironically, I saw her in Watford a few weeks ago, and it was weird to think I once tackled her. She's going out with a footballer seemingly now, and I'm sure I saw her flinch when she caught me staring at her.
You never forget that.
What, being tackled?
No.
On a bouncy castle. I went in hard. I'm not joking, I was mid-air.
She gets tackled all the time now. Right.
True.
What do you mean by that?
She's going out with a footballer, isn't it?
Oh, Scott does football jokes.
Well, he knows what a tackle is. The most disappointing one that year was Ben Cowell's party, who was taking a bold move by having a sleepover for his birthday bash. This was a terrible shout. None of us were planning to sleep, and it meant that his poor mum had to provide us with all the entertainment.
I thought that was more of a girl thing, a sleepover. Am I wrong?
Agreed. Agreed.
What'd you do, stay up all night watching Little Mermaid?
I mean, I don't think we were given free access to the TV, but the plan was that we would stay awake. As
Pocahontas?
A 9-year-old. Well, I don't know, Becky, I can't remember, really.
No, that's the film.
What do girls do to watch...
activity!
I don't think I did, Pocahontas.
OMG.
We all watched the film, and his mum provided us with a small cup of popcorn each. And then it came to his mum trying to put us to bed. None of us were keen, and we were all sharing a room. And on tucking Ben Cowell into bed, his mum made a massive blunder, calling him her gorgeous little cupcake.
Oh, no!
And reminding him that if he needed to, he should run to the toilet. We all knew what that meant, and even at that age, I struggled to sleep that night. Sleepovers at that age are not the one. I must rate his mum for the party bag, though, which, as well as the standard slice of cake and naff puzzle, also contained 6 packets of football stickers each.
She went in hard.
It was a right result with the party bag. I do miss birthday parties of the past, I think someone should create a show for CBBC like Come Dine With Me, but with old school birthday parties.
Great idea.
Ben Cowles, I'd give a 6, mainly because of the quality of party bag. Old school birthday parties were better before drink was introduced at the age of 18. Then, if I'm honest, parties got a little less interesting. Someone should combine the two. You don't see groups of lads playing Sleeping Lions in the pub. Maybe in the future, I will set up a party company to facilitate this.
So that'd be quite good. So you kind of incorporate all the old ideas from kids' parties.
Yeah.
But make it, you know, for adults.
Yes.
That's not a good idea in my experience, because I did try and do that once already.
Well, it's your birthday coming up.
Yeah, but I hired a bouncy castle once, and it wasn't that long ago. No, but someone popped it with their stiletto. Just went
God,
wrong.
God, who did you have round?
Girls in high heels.
Where'd you get them from?
I know it's sounding like I am a bit Hugh Hefner, but anyway, it was a while ago now.
But you do say you put the Wonder Years in a dressing gown, and now I just imagine there'd been bunnies all about when you do it as well.
Actually, the downstairs bit of my house would be quite good.
Yes, it
in
would.
In a kind of budget Playboy mansion. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's just like a large open plan room, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which you could do anything with.
All the bunnies could be there.
There's room for a hot tub in there.
I think I'm busy for the birthday this year, but maybe next time.
Would you not go in a hot tub with me?
No, I would not.
Why not?
Why not?
I don't know. It's just a bit weird. You don't go in hot tubs with people from work.
I think it's fine. What do you think?
I'm all right with that.
Are you keen?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah.
No, well, like, really?
Would you go swimming with me?
I would find it a bit weird.
So you're saying there's certain things that you wouldn't do with us?
Yeah.
Swimming being one of them.
Yeah.
Being in a hot tub,
well,
the other.
Swimming, I probably would go swimming, yeah, if we were doing lengths.
Pocahontas?
No. B. B. C. BBC. Radio.